these freedom songs. Every social movement that succeeds has that central, am I right, that uniting song. Our memory goes back to Whose Side Are You On? The labor movement in the West Virginia coal mines and in the Great Depression. Woody Guthrie, This Land Is Your Land. Anti-fascist activist Woody Guthrie. Of South Africa, the ecstatic parades, Pata Pata by Miriam Makeba. The countrywide sing-alongs of Latvia and Estonia, singing their way out of the Soviet Empire. Incredible. A change is going to come. And the civil rights movement had so many songs. I Will Survive, ACT UP had many songs. Southern Man, Love Earth, Neil Young. I saw Joe Hill last night, Joan Baez. Victor Jara's song, El Derecho de Vivir en Paz. And also from Chile, The Rapist in Your Path, that syncopated dancing song that hundreds of thousands of women gathered in the public plazas and addressed in no uncertain terms the rape culture of the courts and police. Every social movement that has changed the world has its song. Am I right? Yes? And now here we are with this struggle for life on earth, which we seem to be losing. Do we have that great song that unites us? Let's look for it. How do we hear it? How do we sing it? Let's work on that together now. Somebody give me an earth hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, and I saw above me that endless skyway, I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. Flooding in northern India and Pakistan has destroyed homes and hundreds of thousands of acres of crops. The worst floods in more than three decades ravaged farms and decimated livelihoods. Hundreds of thousands of acres of bright green rice paddies, as well as crops of cotton and sugarcane, were left destroyed as they became fully submerged in more than 5 feet of muddy brown floodwaters. The bodies of drowned cattle littered the ground. The crops are ruined, and even our homes are in danger of collapsing, said Parmpreet Singh, a farmer from Anjnala in Amritsar district, Punjab. His family, including his elderly mother and two young children, are now living on the roof of their house to stay safe from the murky floodwaters. Researchers found that sex reversal was more common than expected in wild birds from multiple locations in Australia, according to a new study published in Biology Letters. Sex reversal occurs when the physical features of the organism do not match the chromosomal sex and was not thought to be common in birds. Researchers found sex-reversed individual birds in all five species studies at rates from 3 to 6%. Most of the sex-reversed birds were genetically female with male reproductive organs, but some genetic males had ovaries, and one genetic male had just laid an egg. A new study reveals that ice is a flexoelectric material, meaning it can produce electricity when unevenly deformed. This discovery, published in Nature Physics, could have major technological implications while also shedding light on natural phenomena such as lightning. Frozen water is one of the most abundant substances on Earth. It is found in glaciers, on mountain peaks, and in polar ice caps. Although it is a well-known material, studying its properties continues to yield fascinating results. Flexoelectricity of ice could play a role in the electrification of clouds during thunderstorms, and therefore in the origin of lightning. It is known that lightning forms when an electric potential builds up in clouds due to collisions between ice particles, which become electrically charged. This potential is then released as a lightning strike. The natural phenomenon of upwelling, which occurs annually in the Gulf of Panama, failed for the first time on record in 2025. A study led by scientists from the Smithsonian Tropical Research Institute indicates that the weakening of the trade winds was the cause of this event. This finding highlights the climate's impact on the fundamental oceanic processes and the coastal communities that depend on them. During the dry season in Central America, generally between December and April, northern trade winds generate upwelling events in the ocean waters of the Gulf of Panama. Upwelling is a process that allows cold, nutrient-rich waters from the depths of the ocean to rise to the surface. This dynamic supports highly productive fisheries and helps protect coral reefs from thermal stress. It has been a consistent and predictable feature of the Gulf for at least 40 years. However, researchers recently recorded that in 2025, this vital oceanographic process did not occur for the first time. As a result, the typical drops in temperature and spikes in productivity during this time of year were diminished. For around 7,000 years, wild and domestic animals evolved along similar paths, growing and shrinking together in sync with their shared environment and human activity. However, all of that changed around 1,000 years ago. Their body sizes began to diverge dramatically, especially during the Middle Ages. Domestic animals started to get much bigger as they were being actively bred for more meat and milk. At the same time, wild animals began to shrink in size as a direct result of human pressures, such as hunting and habitat loss. In other words, human activities replaced environmental factors as the main force shaping animal evolution. New research from the University of St. Andrews has proposed that particles in solar flares are 6.5 times hotter than previously thought. Solar flares are sudden and huge releases of energy in the sun's outer atmosphere that heat parts of it to greater than 10 million degrees. These dramatic events greatly increase the solar X-rays and radiation reaching Earth and are hazardous to spacecraft and astronauts, as well as affecting our planet's upper atmosphere. The research, published in the Astrophysical Journal Letters, looks at evidence of how flares heat solar plasma to greater than 10 million degrees. This solar plasma is made up of ions and electrons. New research argues that solar flare ions, positively charged particles that make up half of the plasma, can reach over 60 million degrees. Experts are exploring evidence that microbes in the soil and the environments around us can affect human microbiota and the gut-brain axis, potentially shaping emotional states and relationship dynamics, including aspects of romantic love. A new study has revealed that tiny organisms called snow algae are significantly contributing to the surface melting on Antarctic ice shelves. The discovery could have far-reaching implications for global sea level rise. Snow algae are microscopic plants that grow on snow and ice, often giving it a green or reddish tint. These blooms darken the snow's surface, reduce its reflectivity, and cause it to absorb more sunlight and heat, leading to faster ice melt. The study found a strong link between snow algae, rising temperatures, and surface melting. These factors form a feedback loop. Algae growth leads to more melting, and each element reinforces the other in a self-sustaining cycle. M. ibericus ant queens have been discovered to produce not only offspring of their own species, but also offspring of a different species due to a reproductive mode scientists are calling xenoparous. It is almost impossible to believe and pushes our understanding of evolutionary biology. Michael Goodisman from the School of Biological Sciences at the Georgia Institute of Technology, who was not involved with the new research, told Science magazine. Just when you think you've seen it all, social insects reveal another surprise. The process is part of the life cycle of these female ant queens, who are unable to produce worker ants without mating with males of another species. The females of M. ibericus strictly depend on males of M. structor to be able to have worker ants. However, the areas in which both species occur do not completely overlap. As even more compelling evidence, first-generation hybrid workers from the Italian island of Sicily are found more than 1,000 kilometers away from the closest known occurrence of their paternal species, explained the author. The team found that M. ibericus queens were laying very hairy males nearly half the time, and practically bald males the other half. Interestingly, these morphologies of hairy and bald perfectly line up with the two species. The hairy ants are male M. ibericus, while the bald ants are M. structor. Both male offspring share the same mitochondrial DNA, pointing to the M. ibericus queens as the mothers in both cases. U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright called the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement, in which the United States and nearly every other country in the world pledged to reduce greenhouse gases, silly. Climate change, for impacting the quality of your life, is not incredibly important, Mr. Wright said. In fact, if it wasn't in the news, in the media, you wouldn't know. And now, the sounds of extinction. Rainfall in the Amazon. For decades, the dry season in the Amazon rainforest has been getting drier. A new study published this week found that about 75% of the decrease in rainfall is directly linked to deforestation. Scientists found that deforestation in the Amazon had driven 74.5% of the decrease in precipitation across the basin. They emphasized this was just the average. Regions with more deforestation suffered greater rainfall losses. Less rainfall doesn't just mean less water for plants and animals. As the forest becomes drier, it becomes more prone to wildfires, which in turn eliminate more trees, which in turn eliminates more rainfall. In 2024, more than 40 million acres of the Amazon rainforest went up in smoke. And in the first half of 2025, according to observations by Brazil's space agency, deforestation was already 27% higher than in the same period the year before. It's a feedback loop that threatens to keep rainfall on the decline. And hear the sound of rain falling in the Amazon.
Oh, hello. Time to say thank you and goodbye. This is Reverend Billy speaking on behalf of Savitri D and our editor and producer, Jason Chandler. We're out here in Vancouver. Jason is in New York waiting for me to record this closer. How do you make a closer? It's more like an opener because the idea of putting together the sounds of the natural world with the sounds of our justice movements, great anthems. Well, we're getting in the way if we say that we will create this new hit tune like our heroes have. It's the earth now. The earth is in us. The earth has arrived. The earth has been increasing its presence in the culture more and more and more every month. Not just with disasters, but with life, with an invasion of all kinds, or a reclamation of itself, herself, in all ways. We feel the earth like never before. Institutions that we have created are crashing. All the major institutions in the United States are basically anti-earth, anti-life. All of them. I include the religious ones, the military ones, the government, the corporations, the people from the environmental movement are wandering around in the dark. We are lost. But the earth is here. It is a good time right now to recognize the life that we are a part of, the earth within our bodies. And so new culture will come from that. It takes some kind of combination of humility and boldness that perhaps we haven't practiced in a while. But we're feeling it on our tour, the Love Earth Tour with Neil Young and the Chrome Hearts. We've been in this crowded little bus with eight of us for more than a month. And now we're in Vancouver tomorrow night. What is that date? September 9th? What is it? And then we're down the coast. We're in Oregon. We're in Silicon Valley. And then the conclusion of the tour is in Hollywood Bowl on September 15th. Then we go back to New York where we start our season. We just decided to hit the ground running and not give ourselves time off. It's such a time of emergency. Let's just keep going. The Quaker Meeting House has accepted us as a resident for Sunday nights for the entire fall and all the way to the end of the year. And we're so honored. September 21st is our unveiling. This is our first show. We invite everybody to be there. The Quaker Meeting House is at 15th and Rutherford Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenue, east of Union Square. It's right on the edge of the East Village and Gramercy. A good spot for us to be. And we love the Quaker Meeting House. It's such a great, great place to be with the Earth message. The 21st Sunday, 5 p.m., we'll be there. Well, I just want to say, Earth-a-looia.
My name is William, and you're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.